Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Today, talking cattle on feed in just a moment.
The 2021 Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Ranch Rodeo set for August 20th and 21st at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie. 12 ranches, 5 events, 1 goal. Cowboys helping kids as proceeds support Children's Hospital Foundation. Once again, the presenting sponsor of the 37th Ranch Rodeo, your Oklahoma Ford dealers. Learn more at oklahomacattlemen.org. Order Ranch Rodeo tickets at lazye.com or call 800-595-RIDE, 800-595-RIDE. The OCA Ranch Rodeo, August 20th and 21st. First.
Did you know dairy cows have regular checkups with doctors just like you? Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a proud dairy farmer from Oklahoma. Each month, our veterinarian visits our family dairy to make sure the cows are healthy and happy. Because happy and healthy cows produce the best milk and dairy foods for your family and mine. Learn more about our commitment to cow care at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
After looking yesterday at the mid-year cattle inventory report, we turn our attention now to the quarterly cattle on feed report issued this last Friday as well by USDA. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says that this cattle on feed report is pretty significant, as it does suggest that we are tightening our supplies, and that could change the leverage equation for sure.
This year, the story has been absolute numbers. We always talk about percentage change year over year or whatever, but the problem we've had in the fed cattle market in the first half of the year was just absolute numbers. We just flat had more cattle than we could run through the packing plants as timely as we wanted to. And so we're working our way through those numbers. You know, in terms of the actual report, cattle on feed is 98.7% of last year, down 1.3%. Placements were down 7.1% compared to a year ago. And again, we had some, I'm going to say, goofy placement patterns last year. I didn't go to college to learn that term, but we really had some very bizarre volatility last year because of the pandemic impacts. And so we're comparing to that. But nevertheless, the placements are down. And that's the real story, is that going forward, given that cattle numbers peaked in 2019, we should be working our way consistently into somewhat tighter supplies. And that's going to help get this cattle market back on track.
And Dr. Peel believes what we saw in this latest cattle on feed report may well be repeated in the next couple of cattle on feed reports.
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. That's what I'm looking for at this point. We began to do this last year, and we would have done it last year had it not been for all of the disruptions. And that's what created all the problems early this year, was we piled up some stuff from last year into the first part of this year. But now we're there again. We're getting to the point. We're past that. We're going to see these tighter numbers. We're going to see cattle on feed inventories down consistently going forward, barring any other shocks to the system. And so, we're going to be consistently into these tighter supplies, and that's reflected in our price forecast. Now, we're looking for significantly stronger prices for the rest of the year and beyond at this point.
And part of that, tighter supplies, that means leverage starting to swing back toward cattle producers.
Yeah, absolutely. We've had, it's very correct to say we've had a disconnect between the fed cattle market and the boxed beef market and higher beef prices, simply because we had a bottleneck there that you could not get around. You know, we haven't changed the bottleneck, really. Packing capacity hasn't changed. The labor issues are still there. But underneath it, the cattle numbers are just naturally falling here to where we won't be bound by that constraint going forward. And so that's going to put the packers back in the market in a more aggressive way. And we're going to see these markets reconnect like they should. And going forward, then, one of the nice things about that is that the cattle industry is going to be able to really see and appreciate and benefit from that strong beef demand that's out there that they've been temporarily disengaged from.
Well, last question, as far as the cattle industries continue to have this debate over, transparency, the price negotiation, the number of cattle that are involved in live cattle and negotiation sales. We've seen this voluntary plan of NCBA apparently up the number of negotiated cattle on a weekly basis. We maybe not totally there yet. How much of a difference do you think that really makes if we get more cattle that are in the live cattle portal? In other words, are negotiated cash trade?
Well, there's two ways to look at that. I mean, the concerns have been expressed in terms of, quote, price discovery, which is all about do the prices that we see really reflect the underlying market. The fact of the matter is, from a research standpoint, from a data standpoint, we've seen no real persistent, prolonged evidence that there was a price discovery problem, that the market was in some way not really reflecting the underlying value of cattle. Now, having a little more trade just certainly doesn't hurt anything, and it was awfully thin in some parts of the country. So that's all good up to a point. But the other side of that coin is that we do business the way we do business for reasons. And so when you start thinking about, political or legislative kind of solutions to that and interfering with the way markets work, economists get really nervous about that in terms of not letting markets do what they do. I still believe markets work and that markets fix problems, but in some cases, some people are very disappointed right now that we're not fixing them at least the way they thought they were going to get fixed.
OSU's Extension Livestock Market Economist, Dr. Darrell Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Superior Livestock's been working for our neighbors for over 30 years. Three big sales still coming here at the end of summer, including Video Royale out of Winnemucca, Nevada, the 2nd through the 6th of August, the Bighorn Classic out of Wyoming, 16th through the 20th of August, and then the big Labor Day auction coming the 8th and 9th of September at Superior Livestock Studios in Hudson Oaks, Texas. Details at SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior a call at 800-422-2117. And that's your latest Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.